Gustav's got lots of business in Kunford all day.
Victor Henry worked with the planners
on the level below the chiefs of staff and their deputies, where Byrne Walk operated, and of course far below the summit of the President, the Prime Minister and their advisers. Familiar problems came up at once. Excessive and contradictory requests from the British services, unreal plans, unfilled contracts, jumbled priorities, fouled communications. One cardinal point the planners hammered out fast. Building new ships to replace U-boat sinkings came first. No war material could be used against Hitler until it had crossed the ocean. This plain truth, so simple once agreed on, ran a red line across every request, every program, every projection. Steel, aluminum, rubber, valves, motors, machine tools, copper wire, all the thousand things of war would go first to ships. This simple yardstick rapidly disclosed the poverty of the arsenal of democracy and dictated, as a matter of frightening urgency, a gigantic job of building new steel mills and plants to turn the steel into combat machines and tools. Through all the talk of grand hypothetical plans, hundreds of ships, tens of thousands of airplanes and tanks, millions of men, one pathetic item kept recurring. An immediate need for 150,000 rifles. If Russia collapsed, Hitler might try to wrap up the war with a creep-like invasion of England from the air. Rifles for defending British airfields were lacking. The stupendous material figures for future joint invasions of North Africa or the French coast contrasted sadly with this plea for 150,000 rifles now.